ready or not, here we come, getting down on the one which we believe in.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Talk about Judy's Banquet Hall.
Hey, hey.
And the pyramid.
You got that right.
That's back in the
and,
day.
And the Quippian.
The who?
The Quippian. Back in Quip. Al Quippa.
What about Al Quippa?
Hey, you're mentioning clubs and everything. I had to throw the
clubs in Al Quippa.
Yeah.
Is that before or after?
Well, you know, there's a lot you don't know, man. I have to educate you every
And I have to start being careful about what I say about Al Quippa. I got pulled to the curb one day. Last week about my Al Quippa comments.
See there?
And somebody reminded me. You know what he told me?
Well, what did
he said,
tell
Neil, whatever you claim happened in Al Quippa can happen to you. So
I like that.
I got told
I like that.
To clean up my act. Speaking of an act, this is one of the best in the country. Soul Take Champions Live. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron coming at you live. We got Ernie, Bay. We're going to talk a little tennis in a minute. We got Sarah. We're going to talk a little Sarah talk, and then we got Sarah's brother. What's his name? Zerf. Help me.
Zav.
Close enough. We're going to talk to him about how we can make everybody out there richer in 24 hours. It's kind of like one of those TV commercials, right? Call me. Call 800.
Call me anytime.
Call me at 800 number, and I'll make you rich. But when we coming back to conversation about the NFL, first of all, I'm excited about the NFL. I mean, it seemed like. Up until like a couple weeks ago, it seemed like forever ago of the last game, and now it's here again, man. And I can't wait. You know, I'm an NFL cat, and there's gonna be a lot. We just met two guys at the Savoy last night. After you guys left, two guys came in from Philadelphia. That they're from Philly, but they're here on Pittsburgh business, and they came in with the Philadelphia shirts on. I said, man, y'all got some serious nerve. And then they came in with the attitude, and I had to remind them, that one Super Bowl you got, let me take you to a place where there's six just like it. We ain't impressed by y'all. But the Eagles are coming back strong. Philly, Kansas City, Jacksonville, New England, of course. I mean, it's gonna be some heavy-hitting stuff going on. But speaking of stuff going on, do you like the way I tie these things together?
Oh, you're doing a great job.
This is not. Great's too strong a word. Great's much too strong
That's
a word.
That's the way I feel about it.
All right, then we'll go with great. If you like great, I like great. But here's my thing. Terrell Owens, shut up, put the gold jacket on, and go home. I mean, I don't understand. I know what he's trying to do and trying to say, but I think it's backfiring on him, and many NFL players are saying the same thing.
Hey, and he said he still wants to play. He's 44 years old, and he said he could still play in the NFL today, or he could play in the CFL, and I understand that he has some type of contract arrangement with the Edmonton Eskimos, so they have his rights in the CFL. So he actually exercised an option, which Edmonton has 10 days to exercise it to put him on the roster or release him so he could play on other teams for the CFL. So, you know, 10 days and counting. So it'd be interesting to see exactly what happens.
He was a physical specimen, and he was in ultimate condition at all times. And you know, we could say this about many fine athletes as the light kind of dimmed on their career.
Do you think this is a money thing, though? Is it about the love of football, or is it about he needs some money?
It could be the money. Yeah, I mean, easily. Well, you know what? It probably is the money because you nobody loves the whooping. Yeah. That football game puts on you unnecessarily.
It's kind of like a old-time boxer, right? Yeah. A boxer says he's done. You know, then he looks around, have any money, and he says, you know what? I could probably box again.
Well, like Pacquiao. Did Pacquiao need the money, or did he need to prove a point?
No, I'm not familiar with him. Once, you know, Mike Tyson was done, I was done with boxing.
Well, Pacquiao fought last week, and he scored a knockout. And at 38 years of age, he came back to prove that he could still fight. Now, it always depends on the level of competition that determines if you're still worthy of that consideration. I remind people of this, too. Michael Jordan averaged 20 points a game when he went to the Wizards when everybody said he was done. So, George Foreman knocked the guy out.
That's a big difference. Oh, 20 points a game versus winning championships the way he did at Chicago. Absolutely. And dominated the game and everything else.
But I'm only speaking to his ability to play the game. And he was still able to play the game at a high level against quality competition. George Foreman knocked out Michael Moore at age 42. So all things are possible. But I do remember this about Terrell Owens. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't speak to today. But about 3 years ago, he got interviewed by TMZ out on the streets. And they kept bugging him, like, do you really think you can still play this game? Mm-hmm. Do you really think you can still play in the NFL? He had on jeans, street shoes, a blazer, and a shirt. He walked over to a mailbox. What's a mailbox stand, about 4 feet?
Something like that, four and a half feet.
He jumped up on the mailbox from a standing position.
Wow.
Now think about that. Standing beside a mailbox, squat, jumped up and landed on the mailbox 2 feet. Not even close to tumbling.
Whoa.
Not even close to missing. That's a physical thing.
So yes. If you were a GM, would you bring him in for an NFL team?
If I were a GM, go ahead, Ernie.
Well, I would just say that there has to be, you know, a skill set that he brings, you know, just from his aura and, you know, Terrell Owens in a locker room, again, in an NFL. There's plays that could be designed around him, you know, and two or three plays a game. I don't know. You may take a shot, but Terrell Owens, he does bring baggage. I don't know if he'll still have that, you know, what they used to call that, you know, cancerous type of personality. I don't know if he's humbled now. He may be, and if he is humbled, that might be a good thing. Well, and he may just come out and give that physical side instead of all that emotion that he brought into a locker room.
Chances are, if somebody signs him at age 44, there's no humility left. He's going to be able to say, look what I did this time. So, no, but I tell you what I would do. I'd bring him in for preseason run. If I was a team that could use a third receiver,
yeah,
I'd bring him in for a preseason run, and just it's going to sell some tickets.
Because, like you say, Bill, I mean, his stature, he's what was he, 6'4"? Trail, 6'4"?
No, I don't think quite. Six, more like 6'2", 6'3".
6'3", 224 pounds.
All right, well, he had that ability to post and actually, you know, get defensive backs off of him. You know, he could break away with, you know, just a force. And I think he could still make plays. But how long would those bursts take?
Yeah, you know? And that was top tier Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens played for six NFL teams and one CFL team. Mm. So the last NFL team that he played for, I believe, was the Seattle Seahawks. So if he could play in the NFL, why did Seattle let him go? And out of all places, Seattle really isn't known for their wide receivers.
No. Well, I think it's safe to say we all know that he's not going to get a contract. But let's go back to the great. Remember you were talking about great?
Yeah, greatness.
Watch this segue.
Mm-hmm. But before we segue, let me ask a question about Terrell Owens.
These things come and go. I may not have it.
Okay, so he'll be going into the Hall of Fame early in August. You get a Hall of Fame bus and you get a yellow jacket. When do you think he'll get that yellow jacket, since he's not showing up?
Is it yellow or gold?
Or gold. Gold jacket.
It's a gold jacket.
Okay. Well, I'm Steelers. You know, we say yellow, we say gold. So,
no, it's gold.
Well, one of the same. Okay, gold, Bill. Gold, all right?
So are you suggesting that if he doesn't come
get it? It might get lost in the mail.
If he doesn't come get it, he may not ever get it. Yeah, that's a chance he's taking. But I went to NFL on this.
Or a Hall of Fame. That's a separate entity.
Yeah, not really.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
It's all the same. My thing is this. Because admittedly, or understandably, he is one of the four greatest wide receivers of all time. Statistically, he's proven it. He'll tell you that he's the best, but he's one of the four or five greatest receivers of all time. But my thing is this: many great players didn't go in on the first round.
Sure.
And probably some, maybe some greater than you didn't go in the first round. That should not be a reason that you're offended or upset. You're going in. Be humble. Take the high road. Show up. get your bus, your ring, your jacket, and go home and be done with it.
But that's Bill.
He's talking about having a speech and a party somewhere else.
Yeah, but that's Bill Neal. What? All right, that's Bill Neal. Well, Terrell Owens should do what Terrell Owens wants to do. It's not mandatory for you to show up and, you know, be on location for the induction ceremony. I mean, I would do it, but every person should have that right to say, hey, I'm going to do it my way.
The segue is still with me.
Okay.
So you're talking about, you said, is he playing for the game or is he playing for money?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just happen to have someone here that understands the game of money.
Oh.
Come on. Come on.
I like the way you did that, Bill.
Come on, Ernie.
I like the way you been.
Come on, man. This is no – I got 2 degrees. I wasn't 400 – well, the first 4 years, that's 400. But listen. Well,
this money is interesting. I want to hear what he would say
watch this,
as
watch
a lifestyle.
Watch this. What's his name, Ernie?
Zaf. Zaf. Is it Zaf?
Zaf. Z-A-F.
Right, Zaf.
You understand?
The pronunciation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the only dumb one here. So you know, there's a couple of us in the studio.
Well, you don't have to be dumb, Bill. I won't give you that, man.
Oh, thank you. So, Zaf.
Yes.
Tell us what you and your sister do, what you do, why you do, how you do. Educate us.
Well, we own a financial lending and consulting company with several radio stations all over the country. And what we do is life-changing. Every transaction, every time someone calls us, they ask us for advice. Typically, it's a situation where they have a lot of debt, they own their home, they don't know what to do, they're having a hard time sleeping, they're having tough times with their relationships or their jobs because they have a lot of financial stress. So what we allow for is when a lending institution, 9 out of 10 people get turned down when they walk down into the bank because the bank wants to lend you money when you don't need it, typically. That's just the way the world works. We have 40 different wholesale lenders which allow us to do 40 different types of things when the bank can only do one thing for you. So just in a nutshell, the bank wants you to have a 700 credit score. Well, 1 out of 10 people have a 700 credit score. We can go as low as a 580 credit
score.
You said
one out of how many?
1 out of 10. I'm giving an example, typically. Yeah. You know, maybe 1 out of 10 or 10% have a 700 plus credit score. We can go as low as a 580 score, which enables us to say yes to 8 out of 10 people instead of 1 out of 10 people. So in that event, we can help people put them back into a good financial situation. And typically when we're doing something for them, we're saving them and their family $700 to $800 a month, if not more. And over 30 years, that's $500, $600, $700, $1 million. That could be put away in a situation where it could be put away for retirement, in a 401k, or to take vacations, or to pay for your kids' college, or just to quit the second or third job that a family might be doing at this present time. So what we typically do, the way I put it, is it's always a life-changing thing. And to go along with what we were talking about last night, Bill, this is about community and about helping people. I mean, you do a lot of things that help kids, families, communities. We do the same thing, but we help relieve the stress on the financial side.
Now, you're really only talking to me and Ernie, because Kevin's got a whole lot of money. He don't need no money. I think.
Well, people who have a lot of money can also do better sometimes. People who have a lot, we have a lot of clients who have a lot of money.
You help people with money, right?
Absolutely.
And you help people move their homes as they need to move their homes and everything, right?
Absolutely.
Can you talk to Bob Nutting, please, and get him the heck out of town so we could get a new owner in here?
Well, I just wanted to add, because it's financing folks from all walks of life. So we've worked with celebrities. Kevin Stevens is a close family friend. He is the scout.
Former
Yeah, and he's the scout for the Penguins. So he's
a former player.
Correct. Uh-huh. And he, he is a close family friend, and he has a nonprofit. It's a Stigma Against Addiction, opiate addiction. So we work closely with him on that. We work closely with the American Cancer Society. So what we've done over the last 14 years with our Salem stations, we have been on air daily, AM, FM, iHeartRadio, to respond to and educate people about what their options are. So it's not just about someone who may have a low score. We have multimillionaires who may be interested in investing in other areas, It's all about making sure that they're making the right decisions. And in some situations, they may be heavily invested where their debt-to-income ratio might be too high for a regular bank as well. If someone buys a $2 million property and gets financed through a retail bank, their interest rate will be probably about a percentage higher, which means that if it was a $1 million property, they would be spending $2,500 more each month on their mortgage payment, therefore giving away almost $1 million after the 30-year term. So,
yes. Now let me get you, because I know you money people. When you start talking that money, you get on a roll, and I don't want you to because some of our listeners out there are from Aliquippa. They haven't advanced to the point of being able to understand
everything. There you go, Bill. You're going down the wrong path.
I'm sorry.
Going down the wrong path.
I apologize.
Man.
Stopped on the street again.
Exactly.
And then some of them are Westinghouse graduates, and then you have a problem there too. But listen, I'm simple. All I need is $100, and I'll take it in quarters. I don't need a whole lot of money. But for those people out there who are in need of your service, however it comes, how do they reach you? And can anybody call? Are you available
for? We're available 24/7. So as soon as they call the 1-800-662-9550 number, we automatically get the information. We respond immediately. You can go on the website. It's very much tailored to a lot of the millennials. It's www.mmcmtg.com. We have testimonials of our listeners over the years. We were at the Boston Conference for the Bishops just a month ago. We were invited to speak. We've spoken at Highmark. We've been invited to do series of education programs with Chatham University, several other universities. So it's not just about money, it's about education and understanding what your options are for students, faculty, as well as for folks from all walks of life, because people are actually losing their homes when they don't need to file bankruptcy or go into foreclosure. So education
that's interesting
is
key. That you say,
well, before you do that, Ernie, let me get to repeat that phone number and website again.
The phone number is 1-800-662-9550. The website, www.mmcmtg.com. And we're licensed throughout the country, so it's not just Pennsylvania. We can get you a second home in Florida if you want, or California or Massachusetts. So
anybody out there listening, locally, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, wherever you're at, call in, get some information. Find out your circumstances, and you guys can.
Absolutely. It's private, it's confidential, and it's, I think we have over 42 million people who are having sleepless nights. A large part of it is due to the fact that it's money issues, and a lot of folks are, relationships are breaking down when that needs to stay intact so that we can take care of the financial issues, which can be done in 30 days. So it's all about, I say, asking the question.
Now, is it just homes, or is it other debt?
We do commercial properties. We've worked with some of the largest developers here in Pennsylvania. We've worked with the Pyatts. We've worked on restaurants. We've worked with people who have doctor's offices. They want to take money out, maybe purchase another property or get out of debt. Or for someone who may have a home and just wants to start a business, an American dream of how can I actually take money out when rates are at 60-year lows. So if Warren Buffett says it, I believe it. This is the time to take money out, because it's borrowing money for free when you're refinancing your mortgage. And so it is wise to do it now before interest rates go up. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how little money you have. The more money you have, the more reason to start looking at taking money out, because mortgages are good debt. It's not bad debt.
You were going to ask a question, her?
Well, when she said she spoke at the, some colleges locally, Chatham and what have you, it just occurred to me that I hear these, you know, horror stories of the debt that's coming out of college, graduates. And I can't imagine, the type of debt a student finds themselves in, and a family, for that matter, find themselves in, after 4 years of college, and you're talking sometimes $65,000 to $70,000 in debt.
And that's insane. And that's like a regular college education. We're not talking about medical school. We're not talking about law school. We're just talking regular. And it's amazing whenever we talk, all the kids come up. The faculty's there, obviously. They have questions. But the kids, they're so smart. They're coming up. They're like, hey, Zaf, Sarah, when should I buy my home? How am I going to buy my next home? How should I plan my college debt? Should I get college debt? How do I get to the next level? So we're blessed. We're fortunate that people call us. We have a nice media platform. But it's always nice. We're happy to give the advice. It's not all about getting a loan or doing something. It's more about helping people. So we're always happy to help. Just call us, 1-800-662-9550.
That's the ticket, man. You know what? And sometimes that gift horse can be looked in the mouth. So those of you out there listening, thinking you've heard it before, it's too good to be true, it's not going to happen, yada, 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 shut up. Call them. Find out what you need to know. Hey, speaking of need to know stuff, we'll be back momentarily. We're going to kick it in Wimbledon. We're going to talk a little soccer, and we got some other stuff to talk to you about in just a moment.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99, and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.